the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
It's never a clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Lang Jr. and Mark Davila. Okay. Another loser fantasy I had.
Here we go.
Yeah, I know. If I had a lot of money, wouldn't it be fun to just waste it on a ridiculous store? Just have your own business, but it's like such fucking nonsense. It's like insane. Like you're selling pine cones. You just fucking pick up pine cones off the street and you just paint them different colors. But just to have a place to hang out, and you don't care that you don't make money because you have enough money. It's just, you know, this is my business. This is my store.
Fuck that. You know what? I'd open up a marshmallow store. I'd probably get business, too. Just every kind of marshmallow.
How many different kinds of marshmallows are there?
There's millions of different colors.
Millions kind of marshmallows?
You can get mint marshmallows now, chocolate, coffee marshmallows. You can go wherever you want. It'd all be marshmallows.
I guess. Dude, I want to open up my restaurant, Dessert First. Remember I told you that one? I don't know if I told you that on the air or off the air. I think I told you that off.
It would be nice to have a store to just hang out in.
I know. But the whole point, though,
my dream is
to have the money, so it doesn't matter if you don't get business, because most small businesses fail. I mean, very rare do they actually kind of stay afloat for a while.
I used to love, this is probably something you wouldn't be interested in, but when I was a kid, I stayed at my grandma's house. My uncle lived there still, and still does this day. And at night, like a Friday night, you know, him and his buddies would be out in the garage tinkering on a car, you know, smoking dope and listening to music.
You want to be a drug addict? Is that what you want?
Well, no, but I'm saying it'd be cool to, like, just have, like, an old car to tinker on in the garage and hang out with some guys.
Hey, go to the fucking junkyard. Get a clunker, all right? Now you can do whatever you want with it.
You can't get full cars in the junkyard, Mark.
Get pieces. Get pieces of a car. Put it together. You're just tinkering.
But... No, it would be cool to have a shop like where you just
actually, you
out.
Know what you can do? Go to an auction and buy a total car. Try and put it back together.
It's true. Yeah, I know. Well, I kind of know a guy who does that. He just buys cars in auctions. You get them for like
That's
anywhere
what,
from like $3 to $1,000. Around
you know what? Where $3 to $1,000. That's what my car was. Where I get my cars. That's what those guys do. They go to the auctions. They get the cars. They fucking just rebuild them, good as new.
Says you. So you get hit, and this thing just falls apart, and you're just a seat in the middle of the road.
I've been hit, like, I don't know, two...
You haven't really been hit.
Well, if you're really hit, then a brand new fucking car is going to get wrecked, too.
Yeah, but you'll be safe.
I've been hit twice. I've had the car for, I don't know, 2 or 3 years now. It's, you know, it's a good car. But that's what they do, man. And then, you know, they must make a good buck.
Well...
Buy it cheap, and they sell it for...
They're not as cheap as you think.
Well, still, they mark it up. They make their money's worth, I'm sure.
Probably not as much as you think.
They make no money. They owe money. I don't even know how they're still afloat.
You know, car dealers don't make hardly any money on new cars.
You know what it is?
They literally make like a couple hundred bucks.
Does every business...
Well, maybe like 500.
Does every business barely make money? Don't you always hear that? That they just... They almost just break even?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why... Does this business even fucking exist if all you're doing is breaking even? We have enough just to pay everyone? Like, well, let's just fucking close up shop.
Well, it's hard out there for a pimp.
And if you're not making a fucking profit, that's the whole point of a business.
Well, you know what? Walmart in 2013 made like $16 billion. So there's companies making money.
Yeah, yeah.
Meanwhile, where the fuck is that money going? Because they're barely paying their employers. They're barely paying for their product. No wonder why they have such profit.
Yeah.
It's fucking ingenious. You're like, they're evil. They're not evil. They're fucking geniuses. Oh, yeah, they're evil geniuses.
How are they evil?
Because
it's a fucking business. That's what they're there for. If you open up a small business, why? Because you love the fucking community? You give that shit away for free?
Remember like 5 minutes was that Occupy Wall Street bullshit? Well, there's still that sentiment around. It's like, well, rich people are evil because they want to be rich. Like, so do you. Are you going to tell me that you wouldn't accept $1 billion?
Some people say that, and they're fucking liars. Some people are like, you know what?
I want to strangle.
I don't even like money. I would not even shut the fuck up. We all want fucking money. We all want to be... I mean, you may not want to be a fucking jet setter. You know, like flying around on your flying yacht. I mean, I'd make a yacht that flew, because if you wanted to land in water, then you're set.
Flop.
Yeah. Plus there's wheels on it too. No, I mean, you know, air, land, sea, whatever you want to do.
You want to go have sex with my flop?
Yeah. Possibly some kind of encasement so that I can go into space with it. I mean, I'm working. Nice. I'll work out the details later. But, I mean, you might not want that, but you want to be comfortable. You want to be secure. You want that fucking money.
You want more than that. Come on.
I mean, listen, I can understand. I mean, I want all that shit. I want to rule the planet. That's just me, though. I can understand. I can see how someone says wanted a more modest living. I can understand that.
I mean, I've gotten so many arguments with people.
Who are liars.
About, well, happiness can't, or money can't buy you happiness. I'm like, you know what? It's pretty fucking close.
Well,
that's a good kind of misery, being rich.
You know what? Somebody had that line, money can't buy happiness. Well, then you just don't have enough money yet.
There's that, and you know what? It'd be a nice change of pace. A new wouldn't kind of it? Misery would be a nice wouldn't change it? Of pace.
I know rich people have different kind of problems, so I would enjoy having, though, just to change it up. Change up my poor people problems for rich people problems. You know, it'd be nice.
It's like Kanye West is saying that he wants equal rights for celebrities.
What does that mean?
Because they're constantly harassed, and they have to eat in special places in the restaurants and take private jets because they're constantly harassed.
Well, then don't be fucking famous then, asshole.
He's just a fucking, you know.
Nah, he just wants attention.
He just likes stirring shit up.
I know.
That tells me, you know, I know a lot of people think he's uber talented and all that, but whatever. Probably not. If you have to do that to get attention.
I don't know if he has to do that to get attention. He just craves attention so much that he does that. Just because the attention he gets just from performing and doing whatever is not enough. Not even close to being enough.
Well, yeah, he marries a Kardashian whose sole purpose in life is just to be in this public. They fucking set up like shoots on the beach. Like, hey, paparazzi, she's going to be on the beach today. Come by.
Well, I mean, they're business, you know, people, and they're smart. You got to stay in the public eye, or you will be forgotten.
It's like, oh,
so they make sure, like, we will always be seen.
I mean, how many people bring makeup artists to the beach with them so they can look perfect as they come out of the water?
Me, but I mean, I don't. Not everyone does that.
It's a crock of shit. And all these idiot women.
I also bring a crock
there's
of not shit.
There's very few guys who are into the Kardashians. They eat that shit up.
I mean, they're attractive enough. Some of them.
Nah, you know, there's people who watch as a train wreck type thing. All right, that's fine. But there's people who fucking, they envy him. Like, that is my hero.
I mean, I envy people with money because I want the money. But, I mean, I don't envy many people that's like, you know, them.
Well, she's like a good businesswoman.
Themselves personally.
You know what? She's a person who was a child of privilege who had, you know, had a little bit of a name. And then she fucked a guy on camera. That's all she did. And I don't want to hear anything else. Well, she did this.
I mean, that's how she got her start. She built on that.
I suppose. But, you know, a normal person can't build on that. They need to have something first.
No, yeah, a normal person. Listen, you know how many people I fucked on film? I didn't get shit from it.
I don't know.
No one wants to see that.
And you know what your people say is like, that band is so greedy. Don't they have enough money? It's like, oh, so they should just, you know, not charge for concerts or albums anymore? Because by your standards, they've made enough money in life?
Well, let's...
How about this? How about they have a family... And they want to have money for the rest of their, you know, for a few generations. That'd be nice for their, you know, for their kids and their kids' kids. How about that?
Well,
but you've decided they have enough money. No more.
No, your logic is faulty because then they'll say, how about for the next few generations, those motherfuckers can get a job. All right, don't live off of what your great great grandpa did. Do something for your fucking self. My logic to them would be, well, how much is enough? How much money is enough money? What if I decide whatever you're making now? You know what? Half of that a year is enough for you. You don't need all the rest of that. This is what you're going to have from now on. That's enough.
And you hear that
you go there.
Bands, oh, they sold out. How about if you get the same band and same exact musical output, but they don't make as much money? Do they sell out? Or, you know, it just they sold out because they happen to make money. That's why they sold out.
You know, when you don't like a band, you could say they sold out.
The funny thing is these people are fans, but, I can't like that band anymore because now they're popular.
Well, I mean, you know lots of people.
But if you like, if you're
they like some kind of fringe
if
thing.
But if you're into something, like
and
if you're
not fringe anymore.
If you're into our podcast, wouldn't you want us to be successful? Why would you be angry?
Why are you keeping us fucking like in the closet? It's fringe bullshit. No one, I mean,
yeah.
You like no one knowing about us? You like this thing where it's like only I and only a handful of people know about this show? fuck you for doing this to me.
Because if in some crazy scenario we all of a sudden, you know, get really popular and we get a, you know, we get a show on Comedy Central and then movie deals.
Probably like, Spike or something like
there'll
that.
There'll be fans effects. Who listen to us from the beginning like, fuck those guys. They're, you know, they changed. Now
Oh, you know what I would do to that? I'd say, huh, yeah, whatever. They can go fuck those up. I'm busy cutting my money. Don't
That's
care.
True. That's the whole point. I know. That's why bands are playing music. And if they tell you anything else, that they're
no, because
liars.
They love music. They feel it in their heart and in their fucking soul.
Well, yeah, they do.
It's not about the money. You don't get it, man. You don't get it.
They do. And hey, when someone's poor, like us, we'll say, listen, if we can make a decent living on doing this, that'd be fine.
Just
fuck,
enough. Just enough.
I'm not
to get
turning
by.
Down a big contract.
A big music contract. I don't even sing.
Yeah, well,
I'd still take it. It's like, yeah, whatever, dude. I don't know. I'll fucking whistle on stage. Give a fuck.
Everyone's a fucking hypocrite. I've said this a million times, and I'll say it again. I've had it with fucking people's opinions. I've had it with the internet. I want the internet to be shut down for a while. I'm sick of. People have too much time in their hands, and they're too much of a free way of putting their opinion out there. In the old days. There was no way to do that. You know, the only people you could bother with your opinion is happened to be within your space.
No, the old days.
Or the odd letter to the editor.
I was going to say it was the ultramaniac who took time out of their day to write an actual physical letter, go to the mailbox, or do that thing where you put the arm up on your own mailbox, which I don't trust, so I would never do that. But then, you know, send it actual mail. Nowadays.
What do you mean you went in your own mailbox?
You know, that thing where you leave outgoing mail in your mailbox, but you put the little arm up, and that's a sign for the mailman to take it.
Yeah, I've been doing that my whole life.
I never, never. So what's to stop anyone from opening up my fucking mailbox and taking my shit?
Well, I've been doing it since my parents. We've been doing it for, you know, 30 years now, and not once has anyone ever stole our mail.
How do you know? What if just the person who was supposed to get it never got it, and you didn't know about it?
Well, we're sending out bills usually, so it's not like...
What if they let it slide one day? It's like, well, they usually pay every month. They didn't pay this month. I bet someone stole it. I'll let it go.
I suppose. Maybe.
Yeah, exactly. I don't care. I'm paranoid. You know that. Paranoid by nature.
What? But anyways, yeah. You know, back then, the fellas at work were the only one that had to hear your bullshit.
Oh, believe me. They're fucking sick of
these days, like, I have a right to make my opinion known. I'm going to...
Well, I mean, you do. This is fucking America.
I know, but my point is... What makes you think that your opinion is so important that you have to sit there on CNN.com all day and just type shit and argue with strangers? And by the way, those arguments are never... It's like not,
I know. Nothing gets resolved.
I don't... You know, you these people are so angry. They write a 10-paragraph post with links to the fucking, you know, citing their facts and all this. Like, nobody gives a shit.
Well, those...
You're not changing their mind. Scientists have... done studies and they say it just makes people more firm in their belief. Like, you know what? That makes me...
I mean, it makes me more firm because I get really excited by that.
No, but that's almost right because they study and people got... For, like, polarizing issues, they said if the person was the opposite, that just made you in your issue more.
No, I know. But, you know, the thing is, the people who do that shit, they are a minority because for the most of us, we're not on the internet doing that shit. We're... paying bills, looking at porn, just looking up odd shit, just, you know, whatever, just screwing around. We're not taking our time and writing blogs about, you know, some dumb cause.
Well, you don't even read comments, but I'm addicted to it.
I don't read anything. I mean, I don't, like I said, bills and porn. Every once in a while, I might research something. Just like, oh, what's this? You know, I Google it real quick.
That's what I do all day.
Well, I'm not in front of a computer all day.
Oh, I'm not I'm on my phone.
Well, either way, I'm not in front of my phone all day either.
Like the other day, I decided to see who died in the year I was born. I'm like, I wonder who died that year. Because I like seeing, like, I'm fascinated. Again, this would be something you're not fascinated
with. Wait, are you a big fan of reincarnation and you want to see who you were?
No.
Because odds are, one of those people who died that year, that was you in a past life. I hope you know that.
Well, in reincarnation, do you...
And carnation instant breakfast.
Yeah, is there a waiting period? Or is it like, the second you die, you're coming out of a vagina?
I gotta say, it's pretty soon. It's pretty soon, because I don't want to just...
I think it's like, it fades out, it's like, it fades to black, and then fades up, it fades in, and there you are, coming out of a vagina.
Wouldn't it, I mean, would you want some huge gap in time where, like, what the fuck are you doing? You were a caveman, and now you're waiting, like, 30,000 years? I'm like, Yeah, I guess I'll go back. Well, I don't know.
Obviously, you don't know about your past lives, so...
Some people do. Some people do.
The fact that dumb motherfuckers believe that for a second.
I know.
That was one of the things I was researching this week, is like...
Consciousness. You did a lot of research?
Yeah. I was reading a lot of studies and stuff on consciousness and like...
I'm unconscious now.
You know, theories of whether consciousness goes on after death and all that. And I was like... It's clear with science now, we know that if you damage part of the brain, it changes your personality and your consciousness.
Yeah, I mean, everything we are, it's in our fucking brain.
It changes your mind.
When you're dead, your brain's not there anymore. So there you go. Done.
Well, no, because people say, well, maybe it goes to another place. You can't prove that it doesn't.
I can't prove that it does, though, either.
I know, but that's what people say.
I mean, I'd love to download my brain somewhere.
The bigger
proof
is that scientists can open up your skull... And make you smell things that aren't there, make you see things that aren't there, make you forget things, make you blind just by touching different parts of your brain, you know.
You know what, though?
That is so easy to do.
What if it's a fucking scam and you go through all this trouble, you're having fucking surgery, they're carving your skull open, meanwhile, the dude just fucking breaks out some smelling salts. Do you smell this? I'm like, yeah, I just did that with my finger. Popped your brain. Meanwhile, they're just, you know, messing with you.
I don't know.
Some doctors would do that.
I don't know how they did the studies, but they just did it.
I've heard of that, though, where they just poke one thing in your brain, or they'll invoke memories, but yeah. Just by like now you had some kind of childhood memory because of, like, you know, they, whatever part of the brain.
Because
they're messing
as advanced as medical stuff is, we still don't know a lot about how we know memories are just like proteins stored in the brain somehow, but we're not really sure how it works.
Yeah, I mean,
consciousness
we have
is still kind of a mystery.
We have a kind of a basic framework.
I mean,
but that's about it.
We've been using anesthesia for like what, you know, all, you know, 100 years or something.
That Disney movie, Anastasia.
Anesthesia.
Anastasia.
And same thing. It's pronounced different.
No, actually, two different things. Anesthesia, Anastasia. No one says Anastasia for anesthesia.
Well,
sorry.
I do. You say anesthesia, I say anesthesia. Anyway, so, you know. We couldn't figure it out, like, all right, the brain, I guess the brain is just asleep. But then they figured out in recent years that the brain's not even asleep. It's just not communicating with each other. When it doesn't communicate with each other, it's just nothingness.
Yeah, that's, yeah, like you said, with anesthetic, that's what happens.
Yeah, just the brain isn't communicating with each other. So there you go, it's proof right there. Brain doesn't go on.
Listen, your brain's like a bunch of different people, and we're stuck with each other all fucking day. I need a break. Listen, you go over there, I'm going to go over here, I'll see you later, right? Don't need to be with you every fucking second.
Do you ever think about how it's like, you know, they talk about perception is reality. It's like,
yeah.
But it's like, but the reality's got to be pretty close, otherwise it would be like...
We wouldn't be able to communicate with other people.
Yeah,
because we're all, well, look at it this way, though.
There is slight differences, but it's not enough, I mean, unless you're an insane person.
I look at it this way, we all have our own realities, but... They're so close as to be barely off by, like, degrees. You know, like, my reality is half a degree off from your reality.
A good example is...
But an insane person might be, like, 10 degrees off. That's why he's fucking
locked
away.
Probably not doing that much.
Well, however much, that's why he can't be around
the public. I'd say the most insane person's only, like, maybe 5% off. I mean, this is just me pulling numbers out of my ass.
Yeah, literally.
But a good example is my girlfriend and I were driving and we saw a car... And she goes, oh, that orange car. I go, that's not orange. It's fucking yellow. But it was one of those yellows that's almost orange. But, to, you know.
Orange yellow.
So it's like a slight little difference. But, you know, there are two different people looking at it. One says orange, one says yellow. And there you go.
Well, that's like, you know, all the time.
Now, are we seeing that color different? Or is it just, you know.
Well, the color is different because just the angle in which you see it, it might look different. Because you're not seeing it the same exact way.
But there is
there's a little bit of shadow on it, and all it looks different.
There
to
are
you.
Differences in people in color. What people
yeah.
see color. I mean, some people don't see any color. Some people see, you know, just yellows and blues.
I
and
was
stuff.
Thinking about how, you know, on the side of the road, you see. We've talked about this before. You see like a mailbox, and you think it's just some dude sitting there. That is perception. If you didn't look twice, if you didn't look again to correct yourself, that wasn't a mailbox you saw. I saw a dude just sitting on the side of the road. Meanwhile, did I? No, but as far as I'm concerned, I did. He asked me, hey, you see anyone sitting on the side of the road on the way home? Yeah, I'm not lying, but there was no person there.
That's why witnesses are fucking horrible.
Yeah, that's what I never believe anyone. I never believe a first-hand account, a second-hand account.
He told me, like, I don't give a shit.
I don't care if you heard it from someone. I don't care if you were there and you saw it yourself. I do not believe you unless I see it.
Because people don't understand.
One, you're a liar. Two, yeah, mostly I don't trust your judgment.
Here's the thing. Your memories are only as good as the last time you thought about it. It's a photocopy of that last time. I mean, it's not even close to what you originally... If you saw, like... something happened to you 10 years ago, you were at a party. That memory of that party is actually the memory of the last time you thought of that party. If you think of that party a lot, that memory is going to be horrible. If you never think about it, then it's going to be better.
Yeah, it'll be a little more fresh.
The best memories are ones that you haven't thought of in years. Those are, like, the most accurate memories. The rest are all like a photocopy. It gets worse and worse every time, and changes. And it's like, well... Yeah, Steve was at that party. He got nude. Like, no, that wasn't Steve. That was Tim.
I know. Memory is so flexible. Like, there's plenty of stories that we have between each other.
We'll argue all day. Like, no, that's not how it happened.
Well, and the thing is, sometimes I'm not even sure if I was there for some of the stories. It's because it's been told so many times. Like, in my memory now, I was a part of it. But, like, I don't think I was. I don't think I was even, you know... in the area at that time. But meanwhile, now how I remember...
You weren't at my bar mitzvah, Mark. What are you talking about?
Now all of a sudden I'm sitting there. Yeah, I was. I was your best man.
You have a best man.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not Jewish. I'm not how you...
Neither am I.
I don't know how you guys do enough. It. Thought you were.
Yeah, don't let my big nose... I don't have a Jewish big nose, though. I have a European big nose.
Listen.
There's a difference.
You guys are all the same to me. Nose is a nose.
Really?
I, who gives a fuck? I don't know.
Well, I know we've talked about this before, but it's sort of the same thing. And I was thinking about this week. What if technology allowed you? I don't know how you did it.
I don't know how you did it, motherfucker, but you did it. I can't believe you.
Now you can't move around in time, but you can go back to the beginning of your life and have all.
It's called quantum leap. Come on.
It's quantum leap style. Back to your birth. You have all the knowledge in your brain that you have now. And you're back in your baby Mark. Now you can live your whole life again.
Ooh, you know what?
How different is it going to actually be?
Pretty different.
Well, I mean, how much better, I should say. It's going to definitely be better because...
Well, you have the experience now. Before, I mean, you don't have the wisdom. You don't have the experience. You don't... You're a blank slate. You're doing everything now for the first time. You know, you have all the knowledge from till you fucking died. Yeah, you got it all.
Not until you died, until you get now.
Oh, I thought you meant you lived your whole life.
No, now.
Oh, okay, well, either way, come on.
But here's the thing. So you go back to your baby. First of all, I would have to think to myself, like, all right, I'm going to have to pretend I'm a baby. Otherwise, I could pretend I'm like some super genius baby and I start talking at like 2 days old.
I actually...
But that could be more trouble than it's worth.
Well, in one of the books, some of the book series that I read, that happened. And they all went back and they were born again, but they had their same memories, so they had to live their whole life.
That's exactly what I'm talking about, Mark.
Well, almost, but they weren't like, they didn't go back in time. Just after they died, they were kind of reincarnated, but with their entire memories. So they're like a baby. And now, like, when the mother put him to bed, he'd have to get up and kind of practice walking so that he can move around and do shit, because he doesn't have the coordination, he doesn't have the motor skills, he's a fucking baby. So he's trying to, you know, work shit out for himself. Be like that. And then, listen, you can talk. I know how to talk. You probably have to work your vocal cords a little bit.
And your tongue.
Yeah. Oh, I'll work the tongue.
Besides all that, so you get past the baby part. You know, we'll say that we've decided that we're not going to be super geniuses. We're just going to live as a baby.
Yeah, we'd be genius. You know what?
We'll suck in that teat for a while. Well, I'll wait till...
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit.
I'll wait till preschool, at least.
Yeah, you're going to be a genius. You can't help it, because you would be so fucking bored. Like, what the fuck are you doing? How many years are you just fucking hanging out, doing nothing, playing with blocks?
True.
Like, listen, have you seen the advances in internet porn? I'm like a 4-year-old. What the fuck am I doing here? They won't even let me play video games.
It's the late 1970s again. There is no...
Oh.
Your life is over again.
Okay, okay. Yeah, I thought it was in the modern days. But still.
That's my premise.
Still, we'd be super bored.
You're living your life over again. That's what I'm trying to say. You'd move your...
Oh, my God. We're used to technology now. It's like, oh, what the fuck is this?
Your life would be unrecognizable because you would do things different, which would change everything.
Yeah, no, I know.
Like, there's all that shit you don't remember in your early years. You'd be doing totally different because you wouldn't remember how it went.
Hey, you know what it'd be? Hot tub time machine.
It'd be different than that.
It's pretty close.
Because they're older. We don't remember the shit that we did when we were 4 and 5.
That's fine. They're making a part 2. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I enjoyed that movie. I'll watch the second one.
I remember some things from kindergarten, but not a lot.
Yeah, you know, I remember bits and pieces. I remember being potty trained. I not like the entirety, but I remember, you know, flashes of things.
And the genius thing would only work for a certain amount of time, and then you get to college, like... You know, now you're just an average student. It's weird. You were like super smart up until high school.
No, you're an average student in college, except you're a fucking 9-year-old. So how average are you?
True.
So you're still going to be a fucking genius. If you're an average student, average level college student at 9, you're still a fucking genius. So you graduate high school or college at 15.
I'd have to take my whole shitty major that I can't get a job with again, because that's the only thing I'd be really good at if I took a different major.
Dude, come on. I think you could fucking, you know, bone up and just do something good. Now you know that don't bother getting that fucking major because you're not going to do shit with it.
True.
How depressed would you be if you lived your life as a fucking genius, you graduate college at
15? That was my whole question in the beginning.
Meanwhile,
are we going to be back in the same spot we are now?
No, of course not. What the? You'd fucking shoot yourself. Like, well, now I'm 20. I've been unemployed for 10 years. I've been doing nothing with my life. I have longer to do nothing.
Say we figured it out, but like, would we both like find each other out like earlier? Or would we wait?
Wait, and have a big reunion, and we'd hug each other.
Like that moment I saw you in the first time we met in the bathroom at the mall, you were in your Burger King, you're from like, yes, finally, the day has come. I didn't even know what day it was, dude.
Why would we wait? I know where your fucking parents live.
You know what? And like I said, chances are that day would not even happen again. Because that person that we're mutual friends with, we hate now, why would I bother being friends with them again?
Yeah, we became friends through a third party. So, who we're no longer friends with, I recall I fucking hate that dude.
Yeah, you'd avoid him like a plague. Didn't he ruin your whole high school experience?
Kind of.
Yeah, so you'd avoid him.
Yeah, I didn't really, well...
You know, that's a good thing, too.
It sucked already, but he made it worse.
You could skip your shitty high school experience because you're a genius and go straight to college.
Oh, and have a shitty college experience. You know what, though? They're not fucking with a little kid. You'd be fine. People would be protective of you. Let's say you're a genius and you're 8... Like you're 7, 8 years old in college. No one's going, hey, you little fucking kid. No one's going to do that. They're like, oh my God, that's that fucking genius kid.
That kid's going to be even easier to hang from the flagpole. He's so much lighter than the other nerds. Let's get him.
Exactly. Yeah, they'll be protective of you. People are looking out for you.
Let's put him in a keg and roll him down a hill.
Hey, let's kill him. Because I love killing kids.
That's nice, you know. It happens, you know.
Lots of things happen.
That's a good idea. We gotta figure out how to do that.
Another thing on my fucking plate, dude. You know how full my fucking... Oh, dude. I have so much shit I'm working on. But fine. Let's add that to the mix. I'll start on a Monday. Next Monday.
You know what almost our time, but I was also thinking...
Wait a minute. Time? We have a time machine.
I've decided, with no real research, that it is definitely... possible, not probable at all, but possible to view the past.
Yeah, I have VHS tapes of it.
Because...
Like at my parents' house.
We can already see in the past when we look up at the stars, right? So if you could find out a way to look back at the Earth and look, you know, closer to the Earth, you could watch yourself as a kid just wandering the streets. Theoretically. I mean, I'm not saying it could ever happen.
No, I follow your logic. I'm with it.
But it's there. I mean, you could do it.
Yeah, I gotcha.
If somehow you could, I don't know, you know, the reflection off of something out in space. I don't, you know, whatever way to do it.
Oh, wait. What you do is you find a giant nerd. You steal his glasses, and then you launch those glasses out into space. Mm-hmm. And then you focus a Hubble telescope on the glasses. And then... Well, you have to look past those frames of his, those, you know, those rapist frames. You know that was a style for nerds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you just do that. And if you want to see the prototype, go to hotshotwizkids.com.
But
the
wait,
glasses are there.
I want to say, the reason I was looking that up, because I was thinking about where things go when they're gone. Like, where does the 1985 go, you know? It's gone.
It doesn't go anywhere. It stays in 1985.
But we just can't see it anymore.
Where's
that?
It's right where we left it. You just can't see it anymore. You can't perceive it, dude.
But if it's still there, that means we could somehow get there, right?
Exactly. Hmm. Exactly. HotshotWizKids.com. We're scientists.
We just lost half our audience to this nerdy podcast.
I know. No one gives a fuck, dude. I thought you were funny.
Listen, dude. Let me tell you something. This is an interesting podcast, and if you didn't think it was interesting, let us know, and we won't talk about interesting things anymore.
Yeah, we will. You know,
we'll talk about pussy and porn.
You watch some of that pussy porn? Oh, dude, it was my favorite. My favorite. That chick had such a pussy on her.
I did watch Life on Top the other day. The original Cinemax series, Life on Top.
Oh, my God. I was looking through my HBO Go, the little app website, whatever the fuck it is.
We all know what it is.
Yeah. And in the late night section, there's a fucking new Emmanuel series. Emmanuel in Time.
What?
Yes, exactly.
I gotta watch that.
I know. She's fucking people in time now. She used to be in space. I've been watching Emmanuel since I was a kid.
Well, I did see Bikini Time Machine.
Not the same. Not the same.
Which was really, really good. Really good movie. Pretty good.
Yeah, I know.
And I give it 5.5 stars. You know, but
out of 5. So that's good.
But this sounds even better.
Yeah, dude.
The same actress is playing Emmanuel?
I don't think so, but she's a chick. An attractive chick. So
yeah, I guess she meets all my requirements then.
Yeah, she does. She does. Anyway, HotshotWizKids.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. You can donate if you want. I don't know. We got an Amazon link.
We'll give you like 2 extra minutes in this podcast.
Hey, you know what? I don't know if you guys forgot about this, but we actually do have Hotshot Wiz Kid t-shirts. I mean, go to the link on the website, man. It's there. They're
Mark
actually
is worn his the fuck out.
I know. I need to buy a new one. Mine is really worn out. Anyway, HotshotWizKids.com. Listen to the rest of the week. What?